Thank you and good morning. Wheat harvest really took off last weekend. With the scattered rainfall we've seen in the state the last month, the quality of the crop is varied across the state. I talked with Mark Miller of Minnow Milling and Mount Olive about the crop so far. So I've seen some farmers have started harvesting wheat this week. Does that seem to be true for everyone in the area?
Looks like they got going over the weekend a little bit. Monday night we saw a few extra guys going. So I think with the hot weather we had over the weekend, the wheat turned pretty quick, and I think everybody's getting after it right now.
Well, I remember on the winter wheat tour, John Ernst saying that everybody would probably start harvesting at the end of June, so he's pretty spot on with that. How's the quality of the wheat looking?
Well, we're seeing a little bit lower test weight than previous years. So far on the wheat that we've taken in, which is really at this point only about 40,000 bushels, looks like we're averaging just a shade under 58. There's been some better wheat in there, but there's also been some down in the 56 range. So it's a little bit lower test weight, but the bombotoxin or the scab is basically non-existent. We're just not seeing any of that right now.
Have you seen any evidence of disease or pest?
Not at this point, no.
Oh, good. What's the expected time frame for harvest completion?
Well, I would expect that if we don't get any showers through here, that it's going to go pretty fast. We didn't see a lot of wheat out there on the wheat tour. I would expect by the end of this week, most people will be wrapped up, at least with the early stuff. There might be some later wheat that would carry on into next week. I'd say we got going a little bit earlier than we anticipated in the when we looked at it on the wheat tour on May 31st, I think the wheat looks like it ripened rather quickly.
That was Mark Miller with Minnow Milling in Mount Olive. In national ag news, legislation introduced last week in the U.S. Senate would revise existing trucking regulations to make the rules more flexible for drivers hauling livestock, according to the National Pork Producers Council. The Modernizing Agriculture Transportation Act would establish a working group at the Department of Transportation to examine the federal hours of service rules and the electronic logging device regulations. The hours of service rules limit commercial truckers to 11 hours of driving time and 14 consecutive hours of on-duty time in any 24-hour period. Once drivers reach that limit, they must pull over and wait 10 hours before driving again. Electric logging devices record driving data to enforce the rules. The legislation requires the Secretary of Transportation to establish a working group within 120 days to identify obstacles to the safe, humane, and market-efficient transport of livestock, insects, and other perishable agricultural commodities, and to develop guidelines and recommendations for regulatory or legislative actions to improve the transportation of those commodities. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue will join United Fresh attendees as the opening keynote speaker on next week in Chicago. United Fresh says Perdue will address the key issues facing the produce industry, from immigration reform and the need for a legal workforce to the North American Free Trade Agreement and the need to retain a fair international trade framework for agriculture. Labor issues and trade, such as NAFTA, are top issues for United Fresh members. Secretary Perdue will speak at the United Fresh 2018 Keynote Breakfast Tuesday, June 26th, during the United Fresh 2018 convention. United Fresh President and CEO Tom Stensel called Perdue a proven leader for agriculture, applauding his work to help the administration and Congress both to understand the importance of feeding the world. The Macoupin County Fair begins next Tuesday with the Twilight Harness races starting at 6 p.m. On Wednesday, the forage judging begins at 8 a.m. with swine and is followed by sheep at 1 p.m. On Thursday, the 4-H beef show begins at 10 a.m. and the junior livestock auction will be that night at 6:30 p.m. Friday, the open cattle show will begin at 8 a.m., the poultry show at 9 a.m., followed by the goat show at 1 p.m. That evening, during the truck and tractor pools starting at 6 p.m., CHS Shipman will be having some hospitality. They will have food, drinks, and reserve seating in the pit, so be sure to stop in and see CHS Shipman. Saturday is a busy day at the fairgrounds. Starting off at 8 a.m. is a Section 15 FFA fair. The rabbit show starts at 9 a.m., the goat show starts at 9:30 a.m., and the open horse show will begin at 10 a.m. Be sure to come on out to your county fair and support your local agriculture. That's all the time we have on your morning farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.